You know what that music means. It's a Tech Tuesday, and on the line with us, CNET Senior Editor Bridget Carey. Bridget, how are you today?
I'm feeling healthy, which is always a positive thing.
Yeah, healthy's good. That's a very good thing.
On the mind.
You know, I got to ask you a health question about Apple. There is a health app on there, and it keeps track of you walking and your movement. But what if you're like on a bus or it's jiggling and you're not really walking? Is it accurate?
You know, I have that exact question for like my colleagues who test all these different things for their wrists. There's even a health tracker, not made by Apple, but another company, that is a ring for your finger. And I'm like, how could it know if I'm typing really fast? Am I working out?
Right.
And honestly, the answer is that the tech has gotten so good that it can tell the difference between walking and just, you know, having a little wiggle with your wrist and shaking it about, you know. So, like, it knows the Macarena from actually walking, you know, that's what I'm saying.
But, Bridget, yeah. I know they say that they're accurate, but they can't be dead-on accurate, can they? It's kind of a rough estimate more than anything, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, if you wear, say, three different products trackers at once, there is a difference in some of them, compared to, like, you know, how exact they are, but they're very close. So what you're looking at is something that gives you a good picture right now of how active you were one day than another. They're able to tell stairs versus just walking versus running. So the sensors in there are getting better, and you know, it just more of a battery drain the better they get, but still they're getting better.
All right. Well, Apple is doing more in the healthcare business. What do we have about that?
Yeah, that's why health is on my mind. So it came out today that Apple quietly has been looking to hire doctors for its own healthcare clinic business. This is not for
Apple is taking out. Over the world.
Everything.
I mean, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the twist is that it's not for you and me. It's for their employees. And it's not the first time we've heard of a giant tech company looking into ways to do their own health care, possibly to save money, you know, by having it in-house. So what CNBC reported, and there's this website called AC Wellness, and it looks like a subsidiary of Apple, where they're looking to have doctors and hire people to, you know, create these wellness-type lifestyles for their employees to encourage good, you know, healthy habits, right? And by somehow putting their money and their smarts behind it, maybe they can solve a way to make healthcare cheaper for them as a company. Although their headquarters, this is just for their headquarters in California. This is not for all the people who work at Apple retail stores. So in California, you're looking at like 12,000 employees. But you look, okay, well, that's nice. Maybe they can, you know, find a way to do cheaper healthcare. And also have 12,000 employees to be guinea pigs to test the latest health gadget, right? You know, it's on Apple campus. So, you know, it kind of works two ways. Last month, Amazon announced that they were working with JPMorgan Chase and Berkshire Hathaway to go, what if we did healthcare for our own employees, too, and put our smarts together and made it cheaper? And you went, oh, wow, these companies want to solve healthcare. And then, wait a second. What is Amazon going to get out of it? They, you know, have a business of selling groceries and other things to your house. If they can find a way to do pharmaceuticals cheaper, I wonder if that benefit will trickle down to us. So there's always a benefit that could trickle down to us from these things. But right now, it looks like it's just going to be like for their employees.
But you'd have to be a major company. You just described some huge companies. You'd have to be about that size to be able to pull this off financially, wouldn't you? A smaller company couldn't swing this.
Absolutely. It takes a lot of money to be able to throw at a problem like this, but that's why they go, what can we get out of it later for this investment? Not just, you know, how nice is it that we have our own health care, but maybe they can do some internal testing, you know, try different things. What they would like to see is a world where all your doctors are using Apple products, right? So if they can find on their own campus ways that doctors like to use Apple products, well, you know, that's a step to converting everyone else.
They're taking over the world.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to open our eyes one day, and we're going to have little apples.
The logo?
It'll be our pupils.
All right.
I just don't want other tech companies to get into health, too. I think we had enough. Like, I don't need Facebook getting into health, and they do enough poking as it is.
Yeah, that's true. All right. The big thing, speaking of Facebook and Amazon and going online and everything, is this whole net neutrality thing that's going on. I had a couple of teenage boys, mainly my youngest, who was freaking out about this before the vote. Bottom line is the new guy in charge of the FCC wants to do away with net neutrality. How can we help? What do we do? Where does it stand?
Well, there's still another push, even though the FCC and Ajit Pai, you know, they voted to repeal it so that way the government can't, you know, force regulations about, you know, if your internet provider treats all traffic equally. You know, maybe they could have a fast lane that someone pays more for, or a slow lane, so to speak. That said, there's this movement. If you go on Reddit.com and some other sites now, they all are using hashtag one more vote, because there is a push to have a resolution passed in the Senate that will take that will undo what the FCC did. Like the push is, hey, Congress, can you just step in and undo what the FCC has done to repeal? And like the hashtag implies, there's only one more vote needed. So they're saying, call your senators, you know, if you want to make a difference, because time is ticking. And there has been talk like, well, if you don't like what the FCC does, can't Congress step in and do something about it? So that's what this is all about.
All right, but I still don't know what to do. I can, you know, just hashtag one more vote on all my stuff that I put up on social media. But do I really call my senator? Is that who to call? What do I do to make this go away?
Yeah, Wendy, I thought hitting like on Facebook made differences politically. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is about the, you know, getting awareness out so that way you do call your senator. No one, it actually takes effort to make change happen, right? So it's about calling. They say calls are sometimes better than emails because someone has to pick up the phone and listen to it versus, you know, like shooting off an email that can easily have an auto reply to it.
Yeah, so, but they could also hang up on you once they answer.
Yep, but you know, no matter what, something's better than nothing if you really care about a topic. Yeah.
And Bridget, I've heard people say over the last couple of weeks that they don't understand what the issue is with net neutrality. Where's the best place? Is it CNET where they kind of draw out the argument on both sides and say what's good about it and what's bad about it?
Yeah, well, we do have an explainer. I actually made this video that gives an analogy of it at a bar. So I explained net neutrality with beer. I hope that can help.
That'll work. Sure.
Understand it. But yeah, it's in the sense of if you go to the bar and you want your bartender to pour you a drink, you want them to pour it all at the same speed. You don't want them to have preference over one, you know, type of beer that maybe they are invested in and pushing that one out, because, you know, and when it comes down to it, all these tech companies, all these Comcasts, I don't know, they're also becoming media companies. You know, AT&T is trying to get a stake in CNN, and you have, you know, Comcast with NBC and Verizon and AOL. So, you know, when your internet provider cares that you read one news outlet more than another, or they might not want you to go on Netflix because they'd rather have you subscribe to Hulu, you know, they're going to make deals and try to, you know, convince you to have one thing over another, maybe slow something down, and that's what people are afraid of. They just want it to be an even playing field.
That makes sense.
All right, Tammy Duckworth, Dick Durbin, I am calling them today.
I
want net neutrality to happen. I don't want the appeal. I want one more vote. Get it done.
Good, good. Bridget, thanks for talking to us. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Talk to you later.
It's Bridget Carey from CNET. That's the website to visit, CNET.com. We'll take a quick break, give you some news, and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.